Half had been present. "It isn't invisible," said Melinda, picking the cat up awkwardly. "It's actually not there." She passed her hand backwards and forwards through clear air, where the cat's hindquarters should have been. The cat twisted and turned in her grip, mewling crossly, then leapt nimbly to the ground and stalked about in an affronted manner. "My, my," said Dirk, steepling his fingers under his chin. "That is odd. You'll take the case?" "No," said Dirk. He pushed the pad of paper away from him. "I'm sorry, but I just can't be doing with this sort of stuff. If there's anything I want less than to find a cat, it's to find half a cat." "Suppose I was unfortunate enough to find it. What then? How am I supposed to go about sticking it on? I'm sorry, but I'm through with cats, and I am definitely through with anything that even smacks of the supernatural or paranormal. I'm a rational being, and I..." "Excuse me." The phone was ringing. Dirk answered it. He sighed. It was Thor, the ancient Norse god of thunder. Dirk knew immediately it was him from the long, portentous silence and the low grumblings of irritation, followed by strange, distant, bawling noises. Thor did not understand phones very well. He would usually stand 10 feet away and shout godlike commands at them. This worked surprisingly well as far as making the connection was concerned, but made actual conversation well-nigh impossible. Thor had moved in with an American girl of Dirk's acquaintance, and Dirk understood from the strange Icelandic proclamations echoing over the line that he, Dirk, was supposed to be turning up for tea that afternoon. Dirk said that, yes, he knew that, that he would be there at about 5, was looking forward to it, and would see him later. But Thor, of course, could hear none of this from where he was standing, and was beginning to get angry and shout a lot. Dirk had at last to give up, and hesitantly put the phone down, hoping that Thor would not do too much damage in Kate's small flat. She had, he knew, managed to persuade the big god to try to crush packets of crisps in his rages, rather than actual sofas and motorbikes, but it was sometimes touch and go when he really couldn't get the hang of what was going on. Dirk felt oppressed. He looked up. "Oh, yes." "No," he said. "Go away. I can't deal with any more of this stuff."
"But, Mr. Gently, I hear you have something of a reputation in this area."
"And that's precisely what I want to get rid of, so please get out of here and take your bifurcated feline with you."
"Well, if that's your attitude..."
She picked up the cat basket and sauntered out. The half-cat made a pretty good fist of sauntering out as well. Dirk sat at his desk and simmered for a minute or two, wondering why he was so out of sorts today. Looking out of his window, he saw the extremely attractive and intriguing client he had just rudely turned away out of sheer grumpiness. She looked particularly gorgeous and alluring as she hurried across the road towards a black London taxicab.